We got a minute, and before we sing that closing song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," I just want to share something with you. We were talking about the Jesus Revolution. This particular song, the Spirit song, we sing it a lot. It was one of the first times that the local church had bands on the stage, and they were what they call praise and worship. This particular song was written by a fellow named John Winner, and he was one of the Jesus people in the early part of Chuck Smith's ministry at the Calvary Chapel. They had a lot of problems too. It wasn't a perfect church. They had divisions and things that took place. It's just a normal church full of God's grace. But they used this song, the second verse, as an altar call. Now, if you might remember the first verse of this song, it's, "Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit, like a dove, will descend upon you." The second verse they used for an altar call, or they sang it, but I'd like to read it. "Oh, come and sing this song with gladness, as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. Oh, give Him all your tears and all your sadness. Give Him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, come and fill your land. Oh, Jesus, come and fill your land and let the Son of God enfold you." It's a song that also is instrumental in my life because I learned to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Stand with us as we sing our closing song.